Hello, my audio boo friends. It's a beautiful, clear Saturday night here in Montreal. Probably nothing that goes better with Montreal than a bit of blues. In fact, I wish I had the time to take a little drive up and over the mountain and go to the lookouts and check out Montreal by night. I definitely have to post some pictures from up there. It's really, really beautiful. We've got two main lookouts here in Montreal on Mount Royal. And that's exactly where Montreal gets its name, by the way, for those of you who don't know. See, the early explorers, the English ones, they couldn't say Mont Royal, which is basically Regal Mountain. That's exactly what it stands for, Mont Royal. So they would end up bastardizing it to Montreal. Montreal. And that's how Montreal got its name, supposedly. It's a gorgeous night, 9 degrees. And it's one of those nights where the air is so crisp and so clean and so clear, but the lights, the colors, they seem to be more vibrant. And it just, it's one of those nights that just invites you to go for a walk or go for a drive with the windows down and the music blaring. I'm currently driving westbound. In fact, I'm going southwest, if you were to look on the map. And I'm on a portion of Highway 40, which is called the Metropolitan. It's an elevated highway that cuts right through the city. The heart of the city, in fact. Not quite downtown. That would be south of me as I'm driving towards the southwest. Sort of, I guess, southeast of me. Or, I'm trying to get the orientation on a map here. Hang on. So that would be east, south. Yeah, southeast of me. And I'm going sort of southwest. And I'm just approaching a very large cinema, very large movie theater here on my right called the Guzzo. And over on my left is the Rockland Shopping Center. And the Rockland Shopping Center has been around for a very, very long time. When I was a young kid, my parents would go to the Rockland Shopping Center. That's been around as long as I remember, anyway. I'm going to have to accelerate here a bit because this lane is just about to end. And I've got to tuck in front of this truck that's got his high beams on and kind of blinding me. Definitely a beautiful night. I'm listening to some blues from the CBC on 88.5. That's the frequency is used by the CBC. CBC Radio 1. A little bit like BBC. It has BBC 1 and BBC 2 and BBC 3 and so on and so forth. Well, the CBC has followed suit and has Radio 1, which has a lot of talk shows and but music as well. And then there's CBC Radio 2, which has mostly music, covering just about all genres, but mostly classical and jazz with a little bit of rock and roll thrown in. There's a fellow by the name of Randy Bachman, who some of you might recognize the name Bachman. He's actually from, well, he played in Backman Turner Overdrive, but he also played in the Guess Who. And it was Burton Cummings and Randy Backman. I can't remember the other members, unfortunately, but the Guess Who was a very, very famous Canadian rock group. And Randy Backman's got a show called Randy's Vinyls or something like that. And he plays a lot of music from all sorts of genres. And his premise is to go through the alphabet. So earlier on this evening when I was leaving to go to my mom's, which I'm in fact coming home from, well, he was playing ABBA. That was his first piece of music. Of course, the letter A, so he played ABBA, and he played Dancing Queen from ABBA. So that was quite interesting. And as promised, I am doing this on my trusty Zoom H4. But I currently have a bidding going on eBay for a Zoom H1. Reason being, I just need something a little bit lighter to sort of walk around with, a little bit smaller. Something that would be more ideal and more suiting to do on-the-spot recording kind of thing. And I've also noticed, and I've mentioned this before about my Zoom H4, that one of the microphones seems to pick up higher than the other one, and there's no way to adjust the microphones on this unit. So I sort of have to live with this for a while and change the levels in my digital audio workstation. But that's okay. So now I'm coming off the elevated portion of the 40, and I'm coming into, or just starting into, the area known as the West Island here in Montreal. And that's where I make my home. And in fact, I live in a portion of the West Island called Pierrefonds, which literally translates to rock bottom. Pierrefonds, rock bottom. So if anybody ever asks you about my situation, you can tell them, ah, Steph's hit rock bottom. And you'd be very precise. Oh, I see a police cruiser over on my right-hand side. He's just merging onto the highway. He's going at a good clip. Guess he's on a call or something. We're doing a lazy 100 kilometers an hour here. Nice and steady and smooth. In fact, I'm going to have to change lanes because the guy in front of me just slowed down to 90. I guess he got scared of the police or something. And I don't want to go up his tailpipe, as we say. I have a feeling I'm just about to run out of time, so I bid you all farewell. And thanks for listening.